AI-narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. CrowdStrike's 42 million share down week puts a stretched cybersecurity rebound under review. CRWD slipped 3.5% in the latest week, despite heavy participation, leaving its active trend signal intact, but adding a sharper risk read after a 76.6% 12-week advance. Research brief. CrowdStrike closed at $187.2 on 10 July, down 3.5% for the week, but still up 9.7% over 4 weeks and 76.6% over 12 weeks. The stock remains 46.3% above its weekly trend line and 100.2% above ShareMaestro fair value, while volume jumped to 42.0 million shares, 2.3x the 13-week average. The evidence is constructive, but no longer clean, with a high-range position, positive market dynamics, weaker weekly sector ranking, and elevated reversal risk, all present at once. Key points. 1. CRWD's weekly trend signal remains active with a 7-week active streak, but the latest completed week fell 3.5% on 42.0 million shares. 2. The stock sits at 82.0% of its 52-week range, and is 10.7% below its $209.5 high, preserving a high-range profile after a sharp quarter. 3. Market dynamics are still positive, with activity pressure at 1.35 and relative strength at 30.12, although activity pressure is down 8.6% over 4 weeks. 4. The technology sector backdrop is stronger than the industry backdrop. U.S. technology has 65.0% trend breadth, while U.S. software infrastructure has only 44.0%. 5. Valuation distance is a risk marker, with CRWD trading 100.2% above ShareMaestro fair value and 46.3% above its weekly trend line. Heavy participation changes the read after a strong quarter. CrowdStrike's latest week was less about a routine pullback and more about the volume behind it. The shares closed at $187.2, down 3.5%, with 42.0 million shares traded versus a 13-week average of 18.2 million and a 52-week average of 16.0 million. That 2.3x participation ratio confirms investor attention, but because it came on a negative week, it also raises the bar for the next upside attempt. The broader price structure is still constructive. CRWD has gained 9.7% over 4 weeks, 76.6% over 12 weeks, and 56.5% over 52 weeks. It remains 46.3% above the weekly trend line at $128.0 and is positioned at 82.0% of its 52-week range. The setback leaves the stock 10.7% below its $209.5 high, enough to show cooling, but not yet enough to break the prevailing weekly regime. Sector strength helps, but software infrastructure breadth is selective. CrowdStrike sits in U.S. technology and the software infrastructure industry, a group where the sector and industry reads are not aligned. U.S. technology posted an average weekly return of 1.88%, with 65.0% trend breadth, 69.0% positive market dynamics breadth, and 53.0% positive relative strength breadth. Against that, CRWD's 3.5% loss ranked in the weaker part of the sector for the week, even though its 12-week return remains one of the stronger readings in the packet. The industry context is more mixed. U.S. software infrastructure averaged a 0.37% weekly gain and an 8.08% 4-week return, but only 44.0% of constituents have active weekly trend signals, and just 37.0% show positive relative strength. CRWD is better positioned than that industry breadth would imply, with active trend, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength, but it is not operating in a uniformly supportive peer group. Signal state remains positive, with valuation and reversal risk rising. The ShareMaestro setup is a balanced read rather than a clean continuation signal. The trend backdrop is active and has been active for 7 weeks, while activity pressure is positive at 1.35. Relative strength stands at 30.12 and has improved 45.4% over 4 weeks, but the latest pressure read has slipped 8.6% over that same span, and the signal panel shows no fresh buy condition. The risk evidence is material. CRWD trades 100.2% above ShareMaestro fair value at $93.49, leaving little room for disappointment if momentum fades. Weekly volatility is 6.9% over 13 weeks, broadly in line with the 6.7% 52-week base, while the past year has split evenly between 26 upside weeks and 26 downside weeks. The average positive week has been larger than the average negative week, 6.3% versus negative 4.1%, but 12 recent reversal markers and a high-volume down week keep drawdown risk in view. What to watch next? The immediate test is whether the 42.0 million share week was distribution after a fast advance or a temporary reset inside an active trend. A renewed move higher would carry more evidence if volume remains above 1.5 times the 13-week average and activity pressure stabilizes or improves. If participation stays high while price weakens, the volume signal would shift from confirmation of attention to confirmation of supply. The weekly trend line at $128.0 remains the key regime reference, but the more practical near-term watch is the gap between the close and the $209.5 high. CRWD does not need a new high to keep the setup constructive, but it does need better price response after a heavy volume decline to justify its elevated range position and 100.2% fair value premium. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.